Hello, hello everyone. Good afternoon. I'm here very happy to present this on behalf of the National Eye Health Education Program of the National Eye Institute, one of the National Institutes of Health. And I want to acknowledge my co-presenters, Niola Marie Rich, who is the director of the program, and Marcela Aguilar, who could not be here today. I have no relationships to disclose. Just to give you a quick overview of my presentation, I want to introduce you to a capacity building effort developed by NEHEP that aims to provide community health workers with resources to educate their community about diabetic eye disease using the Diabetes and Healthy Eye Toolkit. I'm going to give you a brief overview of diabetes in the United States. Talk about what is diabetic eye disease. Explain the resources on the Diabetes and Healthy Eye Toolkit, the capacity building efforts, and the result of that capacity building efforts, and some lessons learned. As many of you may know, diabetes is an epidemic in the United States and in the world, and there are 29.1 million Americans have diabetes. That's 9.3% of the U.S. population. Of these, 8.1 million do not know they have the disease. An estimated 86 million of adults have prediabetes. 9 out of 10 people with prediabetes do not know they have it. Diabetes is the 7th leading cause of death in the United States. This chart shows us how the rates of diabetes has been increasing over the last two decades. There's something with the mouse here. The good news is that the number has leveled off in the past years, but the number is still affecting Hispanic Latinos tremendously. As you can see here on this chart, Hispanic Latinos, compared to non-Hispanic whites, have higher numbers of diabetes. With this is higher by 3 percentage points. So, among Hispanic Latinos, Puerto Ricans and Mexican Americans have the higher rates of diabetes. So the implications of diabetes, we all know that diabetes have a lot of health complications like kidney failure, heart disease, amputation, others. But another disease that affects people with diabetes, we all know, is vision. Diabetes can cause diabetic eye disease, which is a group of eye diseases, actually, that includes diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and cataract. So when we talk about diabetic eye disease, it involves these three. What we see here are the vision simulations. The pictures to the left is what a person with normal vision sees, and the picture next to it is what a person with diabetic retinopathy might see. You see their dark spots. In the middle, people with glaucoma see through a tunnel. That's what they call a tunnel vision. And people with cataract, they see through a blur. So thing is, with none of these, they present early warning signs. So people may have the disease and they do not know it. So that's why it's so important for people with diabetes to get comprehensive dilated eye exams at least once a year, because studies have shown that when diabetic eye disease is detected early and the patient receives treatment, vision can be prevented. Vision loss can be prevented by 90% in most of the cases. So in Hispanic Latinos, the projections, as you can see on the slide, the projections are very high. These projections are from the National Eye Institute and Prevent Blindness. And you can see how the number of Hispanic Latinos with glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and cataract will increase for 2030 and 2050 compared to 2010. So the National Eye Health Education Program of the National Eye Institute has the goal to ensure that vision is a public health priority through the translation of eye and vision research into public and professional education programs. NIEP has five main program areas, which are diabetic eye disease, glaucoma, low vision, ojo con su visión, or watch out for your vision, which is the component that reaches to the Hispanic population in the U.S., and vision and aging. And I want to give you a brief overview of the diabetic eye disease program and the ojo con su visión program. The diabetic eye disease education program is designed to increase awareness about diabetic eye disease and the need for people with diabetes to have a comprehensive diabetic eye exam at least once a year to help prevent vision loss and blindness. And the key messages are indeed to get a dilated eye exam at least once a year, and that early detection and timely treatment and appropriate follow-up care might prevent vision loss and blindness. Ojo con su visión is for health professionals and community health workers to educate the Hispanic community about eye health. It provides linguistically and a culturally appropriate material to educate this underserved population. So NIEP, to address the need of educating Hispanic Latinos about diabetic eye disease, NIEP, in conjunction actually with our friends from the University of Illinois at Chicago, developed the Diabetes and Healthy Eye Toolkit, and this is a project that it was launched in 2011, but the University of Chicago helped with the initial part of the process of the toolkit. The toolkit provides community health workers with science-based, user-friendly materials about eye health. It enables the promotoras to deliver the information in small group settings. It is available in English and Spanish. This is the flip chart. It's an oversized flip chart that has photos and key information on the side of that the patient sees, and has talking points for the community health workers on the side of the educator. And it has an educational module with 8 main topics about diabetic, what is diabetic eye disease, the risk factors for diabetes, the 3 different eye diseases that are part of diabetic eye disease. Also has all the handouts the community health worker needs to carry out the educational session, and it even includes a pre and post test. Some additional resources in the toolkit are the Lo Bello Entra por los Ojos poster, which is the yellow poster, the track magnet, Watch Out for Your Vision brochure, and the Medicare benefit card. The toolkit also has a publications order form that community health workers can mail back to NIEP, and they will receive a free toolkit or additional supporting materials. And also an evaluation form just to provide some feedback and their thoughts about the toolkit. These are posted prepaid. So building capacity. When we were developing these great resources, after the University of Chicago did the initial phase, community health workers told us that they needed an in-person training. It was better than just giving the materials. Even though the module is like a step-by-step guide, they wanted something more tangible in person. So NIEP developed an in-person training using adult learning principles that it combines lecture and hands-on activities. We can conduct the workshop in English or Spanish. It introduces the participant to the toolkit, provide opportunity to explore the content, and also opportunity to brainstorm how to implement the toolkit to incorporate within their diabetes education efforts or just as a unique program. We have trained promotoras de salud, community health workers, outreach workers, health educators, program managers, physician assistant nurses, you name it. This is an example of our workshop agenda. As you can see, it allows time to for a pre-test and a post-test. And also, we have a workshop evaluation form, and also let the participants to practice on how you to use the toolkit with their community. So kind of what we were talking before about role-playing, and that's a part that they really enjoy, how to use it. Some of the materials that we offer during the workshop is the learning menu, which is basically an agenda. The financial assistance for healthcare is a handout that we actually developed after the first couple of training, when promotoras and community health workers told us that where they could find financial aid. I mean, we were creating these excellent resources, but there was a barrier. I mean, there was no money. We all know, you know, that eye exams can be costly. So we developed this handout with the information of those organizations that provide assistance for either glasses, eye treatment, or eye exams. There's also the recipe for success, charla, for a successful charla, sorry, and the flashcard in the middle, it's what we use for the discovering of the toolkit activity. Basically helps participants to brainstorm what are the components of the toolkit and how they can use it. And each of the participants receives also a certificate of completion. Some of the community health workers can get continuing education credits for the workshop. We have also developed an online training course. It's an interactive training course that covers all the topics that we address in the in-person training. It takes about 45 minutes to complete, and at the end, the user can also print and customize a certificate. And most recently, on July this year, they have started developing tailored webinars. This is the cover of the two webinars that NIHEB facilitated for the Indian Health Service community health representatives. The webinars, they lasted 1 hour, also covered the same topics as the in-person training. We had the opportunity to do an evaluation at the end of the webinar, and participants also received a certificate. So the results of the capacity building. So the pre and post test help us assess changes in the levels of knowledge and the evaluation forms also to determine participation satisfaction with the training workshop. And this is a map that shows where we have trained people from October 2011 to August 2014. We have trained 580 people in 22 workshops and 2 webinars. We have been to 10 states and Puerto Rico. As you can see here, the workshop ratings, people are all very satisfied with the workshop. All of them, the minimum rating, we use a Likert scale from 1 to 5, and the minimum is 4.74. I know we're running out of time. Also, the pre and post test help us to determine the level of knowledge. And as you can see, if you compare after each workshop, there's an average of 25% increase of knowledge about diabetic eye disease. It's very interesting to know that most of the community health workers already have a baseline knowledge of diabetic eye disease, but it's great to know that the knowledge increased after the workshop. During the Indian Health Service training webinars, 55% found the webinar was very useful. 92% were very likely to use the toolkit after the webinars. Also, 58% indicated they were able to describe eye complications of diabetes. You can see that we have a really high numbers. Lessons learned. MIHAP efforts to build the capacity of community health workers has been effective in increasing their knowledge about diabetic eye disease, providing ready-to-go set of materials that can be immediately used in the community. The training and the resources in the toolkit fill a need for community health workers, and the in-person training experience can be replicated online. I wanted to show you some of the other NIHAP resources we have available free of charge. Infographics, public service announcements, a lot of brochures, posters that you can order and use in your community. Here's the NIHAP URL if you want more information. You can contact the director of NIHAP or you can send me my email. And we're also on social media. Thank you.